Finally awake, my darling. Oh, don't mind the ropes. I only tied you up as a precaution for now. So, you don't know why we're here. Well, I saw you talk to Aki the other day. The singer from that band. Of course I was there. I'm always around, protecting you, looking out for you. I saw you two in front of that cafe. They serve lovely cupcakes there. My favorite sweets. But after seeing that sight, it left me bitter. I know where you are at all times, my love. You two seemed awfully close. She was at a distance where she could smell you. Your scent. She could take in the way you look. The way your eyes looked back at her. It was also obvious that she was flirting with you. Do you talk with her often? I don't think that was your first time talking with her. Or seeing her in person. You seem too comfortable for someone seeing their idol for the first time. She seemed too comfortable too. In front of a fan like that? Well, did you enjoy it? I'm asking, did you enjoy talking to her? It was all right, huh? Well, you looked ecstatic to me. I don't think you've ever even looked at me that way. She's not worthy of being in your presence like that. She's in the way. I must... What? I am not overreacting. You even took a picture together. It doesn't matter if you're her fan. It isn't normal to be all touchy with your idol like that. I watched the way she looked at you. You looked back at her with the same happy gaze. Anyone would fall for you if you looked at them the way you looked at her. She posted that picture on her Instagram. With a caption saying, "I love my fans." With three heart emojis. Three. Do you know what that means? All of the other pictures she posted with her fans, it always had one heart in the caption. Over 3,000 people saw and liked that post, including you. Why are you upset? Are you worried about her? You shouldn't be. She means nothing to you anyway, right? You leave yourself too open to others. Girls think you're so handsome and charming. But that's why I'm here. To make sure you never leave me. But she saw her chance. And now she's slowly manipulating you so that you can fall in love with her. Don't you see? She's trying to play the nice girl act in front of you. She will use your feelings of admiration to her advantage. Do you like her? You like her, don't you? No. You love her. You love her more than you love me. You... Why were you looking at her like that? You're supposed to only look at me. It's because she's pretty, isn't it? She's like a flower, produced, trained, and made to be a rose that stands up from the rest in the garden. For everyone to see, love, and admire. I get it. It's her beauty that captivates you. Her voice that lures you in. To think she was able to even catch your attention. How revolting. Oh, my love. Don't look so concerned. There's no need to worry. She won't be taking up any of your attention anymore. What do I mean? Well, I don't mean too much harm. Remember, I do these things for you. For us. For our love. You and I are meant to be. We're soulmates. After all, you're the only one for me. Which is why no one can ever get in the way. She's a distraction, a nuisance. There's no need for her to be here, to be alive. She's not a flower, no. She's an invasive weed. Because that's her plan. To infest your mind with nonsense so that she can steal you from me. Oh, my precious darling. Ah, you need me. You need me to be with you. To make sure all those disgusting pests won't bother you at all. Because why would you ever need them? When I'm here, I'm all you need. Isn't that right? I'm the only one who could love you. Oh, no one loves you like I do. No, they could never compare. All the things I've done, just for you, to have you. I've already eliminated so many of them. This is just another obstacle that we'll overcome together. After all, I only express the truest form of love. Doing everything and anything so that we can have our happiness. Now, what should I do with her? The most efficient way to remove a rose from the flower bed permanently. It's to use the finest shears to separate her from the rest. A nice, sharp, strong pair of shears. Oh, that will do wonderfully. Well then, sit tight, my love. I'm off to pluck a rose. I wouldn't want you to get pricked by its deadly thorns.